I'd like to say how much I appreciate these young people. Been up here to some of their Wednesday evening practices, and I appreciate how hard they are working. It seems like that every time I hear them that they've learned more, and I want to encourage them to just keep studying and keep singing for the Lord. I want to ask for your prayers today as I try to bring before you the thoughts that God has given me. I want to call your attention to a scripture reading that is found in the 46th Psalm. And we'll read the 11 verses that make up that psalm. Psalm 46. If you have your Bibles and want to read along with me, please turn there. And we're going to read the 46th Psalm together. This is a psalm, I believe, of great strength and great encouragement for those who have been saved. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And with that psalm being read, I want to use a title today, that being Nothing to Fear. And I believe that there are on earth today, as there have been in the past, I believe that there are certain people living on earth today that truly have nothing to fear. And I want to speak about that and use that title, Nothing to Fear. Now, it's a wonderful thing. Now, of course, anybody could pick this, could pick up a Bible and could read this psalm. But it really is a wonderful thing to know the Lord and to know and to have that assurance that God truly is your helper, that He truly is your refuge and strength. And there's really a lot, the Bible actually says a lot about this. David seemed to have a tendency to write about that in his psalms that he wrote, how that in the Lord he did not have to fear. And we find in the 27th psalm, in the first verse of that psalm, David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" And we find also in the 23rd Psalm where he wrote and spoke about how that the Lord was his shepherd and he would not have to want for anything. And he said in that Psalm that, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so he wrote much, it seems, about the fact that he knew that God was with him and that God could protect him and could give him enough confidence that he would not have to be afraid. And the Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Romans, in the 8th chapter of Romans, he said, if God be for us, and do you believe that God is still for us today, that he is still for his people today, that God is still our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble? Paul said, if God be for us, who can stand against us? And when God is your buckler, as we find recorded in the Old Testament, your shield, when God is your shield, when God is protecting you, then who can really harm you? Because, I mean, who is greater than God? Nobody. The Bible tells us, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we certainly have, as we read in the Scriptures, as the Apostle Paul wrote, we certainly have a great adversary, the devil, who as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour, but God is much greater than the devil. And God can always subdue the devil. And so greater is he that dwells within us than the God of this world. And so truly, God's people throughout the ages of time have been able to say, God is our refuge and our strength. And I believe today that there are people here that not only have picked up this psalm at times and read this and taken comfort in what the 46th psalm says here, but I believe there are people here today that have experienced God's promise in your lives to be with you and to help you and to be your rock and your fortress and your shield, that we have at times in life put that to the test and found out that God truly is with us and that he can truly deliver us in all situations and under all circumstances. And so it's a wonderful thing to really be able to say and to really know the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. God blesses us in so many ways as we journey through life. And truly, the 23rd Psalm is really about how God is with us in this life, how that he is with us here and now, how that as we go through life that he is our shepherd and he makes us to lie down in green pastures and he leads us beside those still waters and restores our soul and leads us in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. God is not just our God in the future. He's not just the Lord of the future. He won't just be our God in eternity in heaven one day. He is our God right now. And he's helping us in this life. I'm going to tell you that God loves his children like nobody else ever has. God's love for his children has gone above what, and I know that as parents and grandparents, I'm glad to have two of our little grandsons with us today, and I love them dearly, but I know that God's love for his people goes beyond what human parental love does and goes beyond what human grandparents are able to love. God's love for us is supreme. And it is completely unconditional, isn't it? He just loves us. And God has a great love for His children. You know, when we hear people testify, those who have been saved by God's grace, and they give their testimony from time to time and share their experience, you know, there's a common thing that we tend to say in doing that, and that is that, you know, we were seeking the Lord, we were repenting of our sins, and we were able to place our trust in God, and when God saved us, He spoke peace to our soul. Now, we relate that in our testimonies that we, when we were seeking the Lord and we were saved, that God gave us peace. And I wanted to say today that there's something that I believe about that, that when we testify of that, about the peace that God gave us in our soul, it's not just in reference to a peaceful feeling, and I certainly do believe that there are very deep feelings that accompany salvation. When God saved my soul, I knew it. When He saved my soul, I felt it. And I certainly believe that God does make us feel it, but the fact that God spoke peace to our soul or gave peace to us when we were saved is not just a peaceful feeling that came over us, but it was the removal of the fear that was in our hearts. God took that fear away. You know, before I was saved, I was very afraid of death. Weren't you? I mean, before I was saved, death was a horrible thought to me. There were nights that I lost sleep because I was afraid that I might die while I was in my sleep, that I might not wake up. I was lost, and the thought of death was a fearful thing to me. But I'm telling you that when God saved me, He removed that fear from my soul. My soul has not feared death since the day that God saved me. Now, when we talk about the absence of fear, when we talk about having no fear, as we think about the things that were said here in the psalm that I read, you know, he was not talking about the things that the psalmist was talking about here in the 46th Psalm. He was not just talking about a thunderstorm or heavy rain, or he was just not just talking about the wind blowing 60 miles an hour. He was talking about things completely disrupting the earth that we live on. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And you know, the Bible teaches me that God is going to yet arise one day, and He's going to terribly shake this earth. But when we read about things like we have recorded in the sixth chapter of Revelation, I read that just a few weeks back, how that it talks about at the end of the world, how that the sun will become black as sackcloth of hair, the moon will no longer give her light, the stars will fall from heaven like a fig tree casting off untimely figs. The apostle Peter wrote and said the elements will melt with fervent heat. You know, when I was lost, I just couldn't listen to sermons about those things and not be afraid. I mean, it scared me. The Word of God scared me when I heard those things spoken about, how the Lord would come one day and all of these things would happen, and he would destroy this world by fire. There was a great fear in my heart because of those things, but no more. No more. I understand being able to say that even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, everything that we are familiar with just being destroyed in that way with great power, and being able to say, well, therefore will not we fear. Now, you know, I don't believe that any of us here today can say that we don't have any fear in any way, because I believe that we all have carnal fears. I believe that in the flesh we have fears. You know, if we didn't have any fear at all in us in the flesh, then we wouldn't jump and scream when we heard a loud noise, would we? I'm talking about the fear being removed from the soul. And I want to share this verse of Scripture with you. I believe what Jesus said is really beautiful. In the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, in verse 27, he was talking to his disciples when he was getting ready shortly to be leaving them. And he was giving them some final instructions. And, you know, you need to read the 14th and the 15th and the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John about the things that the Lord Jesus Christ was sharing with his church before he left. And one of those things he said in the 27th verse of John chapter 14, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He made a similar statement in the beginning of that chapter. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And that type of assurance and that type of consolation, knowing that in the soul, enables us to say, there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. I'm telling you, I don't know if you think about it in the same way that I do. There may be something else about your salvation that drives you. But listen, I am thankful, it seems, oftentimes in my heart, I am thankful to God that I am not afraid, because I remember how binding that fear really was. I remember how horrible. I'm talking about a fear that goes far beyond any natural fear. And there are things around us, as I've already said, for all of us, there are things around us in the world that in a natural sense that we fear. But the fear that was in my soul when I was lost and separated from God far exceeded any natural fear that I've ever known. That fear caused me one night to just run to God with anxiety and fear like I never had from anything else, and just weep before him and cry out to God and just beg him to save my soul. So I'm thankful day after day that God has done something for me that I can, as the psalmist said, I can read things like what we find here in the 46th Psalm with great assurance in my heart that if this the Lord comes today to pour his wrath out and bring destruction to this world that we live in, I've got a better place to go and live. Paul said, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith," what is it that we have? "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have" what? "Peace with God." We have peace. We have the removal of fear from our hearts. God has taken that away, and he has given us peace to replace it. You know, I'm going to say this, that if a person in their soul, I'm not talking about in the flesh, I'm not talking about the carnal mind, I'm talking about in the soul of a person, if they have fear of death down in their soul, then God does not occupy their heart. Because when God moves in, he'll take that away. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world." Listen, listen what John wrote. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that everybody that has truly been saved, and listen, I have seen this come to light, and I'm sure that many of you have, just the same, I have seen this come to light in the lives of Christian people, in the lives of people that have truly been born again by the Spirit of God. I have seen these things that I'm talking about today come forth in reality and show themselves when people were getting ready to breathe their last breath in this world, and be able with such calm assurance and in such a peaceful composure to be able to testify, "I'm not afraid. I am not afraid." I'm going to tell you something. Death is a big thing. Death's a big thing to face. It really is. None of us really know what it's like until we experience it, do we? We can't really know what it's like to die until we die, until we experience it. It's kind of like I was telling somebody the other day, I heard a comedian, and he was talking about somebody had invented a shark-proof suit, a shark-proof suit. And he said, "You know what? There's only one way to really test that. And that's the way it is with dying. We don't really know what it's like. Nobody has come back to explain it to us. We don't really know what it's like to die until we experience that. But I'll tell you what, I believe that those who have been saved by the grace of God, they do know what it's like to be able to face that final moment and to be able to face that time of death without any fear, because the love of God in their heart just drives it away. I'm telling you today, for those who are saved, I want to assure your hearts today, I don't believe it will be hard to die. I really don't. I don't believe it will be difficult for us, because God has taken that fear and He has removed it from our hearts and He has given us peace. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear of death is very binding, as I said earlier. There's great bondage that goes with that. Let me ask you this. However that you may describe it, when you got saved, didn't you feel like that you had been set free? I mean, didn't you just feel like that God had just liberated you, that there were things that He had taken from you that were there before, horrible things, conviction of sin, the condemnation of the guilt of sin, the fear that was in you, that when you cried out to God, that He just set you free from those things. That's what happened to me. I noticed immediately that those things that had been there were no longer there. That's peace. It's more than a feeling. And as I said, I certainly believe there are feelings to salvation, but it's the assurance that God gives us in our heart that these things have been removed from us. And as Brother Dallas was talking about in the Sunday school lesson today, they were not just removed until the time that a week down the road that we might mess up. God took them away forever. He gave us eternal life. He freed us from that. The Bible tells us Jesus said this in John chapter 5, verse 24, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Maybe sometimes people feel, maybe what happens sometimes, I don't know, I can't look at people's hearts. Maybe sometimes what happens to people, they still feel that condemnation, and they feel like they're lost their salvation. Maybe they just never got it to begin with. But I know this, that we are saved by God's grace, and we are kept by His power, ready to be revealed in the last time. And I'm thankful today for the things that God took away when He saved me. I'm thankful for the things He gave to me when He saved me, but I'm thankful for the things that He took away when He saved me. And you know, what a change that God allowed me to experience, because that awful fear of death, as David relates in the 116th Psalm, when he was seeking the Lord, and he said, "The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow." And to have that one moment, and then to suddenly have God remove that, is wonderful indeed, isn't it? I agree that salvation is a personal experience, but it's also a very life-changing experience. I mean, it changes you when God saves you. There are things He takes away, and we don't ever feel them again. So aren't you glad? Aren't you glad to know that God's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and that He has given us the assurance and the confidence to be able to say, "Therefore will not we fear." Nothing to fear. Let me tell you this, if you're here today and you have not been saved, you should be greatly afraid. That fear that's within your heart, you need to seek God that He would remove that. And He can. And He can give you the same assurance that He has given to those of us that have been saved. I love to read the things that we find recorded in the Scriptures, like I said, in many places where one of God's children is just able to testify, "No fear. I have no fear." Brother Strode, let's have a song. Those are the thoughts that God had placed upon my heart. Let's have a song.